And they, suppose a school, someone sends us, somebody at the school sends a boy home early because he's, what, at school? The nurse or the principal sees that he's, not well, yeah.
He could either be ill if he were real sick, or he could just be putting on.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd say,
or he could be sick.
The little boy, what?
Or ailing.
The little boy, what, sick?
He played sick.
He played sick, or he, suppose he really were sick.
Oh, well, he got sick.
Got sick.
Or he became sick, or some sections, or some strata, we'd say, took sick.
Took sick.
I think that's what you were asking about, wasn't it?
It is a question of education, then.
It is an educational strata, though.
I see. Very interesting. Suppose you have a sick feeling here. You'd say that...
You had butterflies.
Butterflies,
Or you had a nervous stomach.
You feel sick.
At the stomach.
At the stomach. And
I don't know why at the stomach instead of in the stomach, because really it's in the stomach, it seems to me, that you feel so sick.
But
we say at the stomach, sick at the stomach.
Do you ever hear of sick too?
Well, I've heard that is a matter of educational strata too.
Mm-hmm.
Now the people that I have heard say that are usually people from around New York.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. It's a northern
term. Made me sick to the stomach.
Yeah. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration right after a wedding? Where people are playing jokes on me.
A pity, mostly. But, let me see.
Mostly to really embarrass, you know, they...
We say they played pranks on them. In some sections, they call it staying up.
Hmm.
Well, that is when the local... that is just about a thing of the past, because usually when a couple marries, they get off somewhere.
Hmm.
But when the way they got off was walking... They usually just walked home, and the folks would follow them and play all sorts of fool pranks on them.
That procession, do you have a name?
No, we don't have a name for that procession.
Do you hear belling or calathump?
No.
Or shivery?
Mm-mm.
Is that right?
We don't call them.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we try to play down, we try to eliminate those big prank playing things.
What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to the child, you better behave or what will get you?
Boogerman.
Boogerman.
I think that's spelled B-O-O-G-E-R, not B-O-G-E. Yeah, it's got to be Boogerman.
Boogerman.
Or we call him Tall Betsy or Aunt Tab. Or, you should see Tall Betsy.
Tall Betsy is...
Did you never see Tall Betsy?
No, don't live.
Well, you take a broom and put a sheet over it and make a face on one side of the broom and then put a hat of some sort. It used to be a bonnet, but you can't get any bonnet now, so you just use the hat the best you can. And then you hold that broom way up, as tall as you can hold it, and that really makes a high...
I see.
...scarecrow, you know.
I see. How do you greet a friend on December 25th?
Well, we say Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas or